Roy Rogers, Dale Evans. Surprise, Arizona didn't start where it is today. Back in the day, there wasn't much here but tumbleweeds, cactus, rugged mountains, ranches, farms, a few dirt roads, and lots of dreams. The Happy Trails Resort was just nothing but a set of plans for RV lots, park models, a clubhouse and pool, and a golf course. It is now a place for those who have achieved the American dream to move to the desert from cold states that don't see much sun in the winter. It has become a place for relaxation, socializing, barbecues, dances, and ice cream socials. Roy Rogers and Dale Evans lent this resort their aura and promoted it. In the Chuckwagon dining room, often a lonesome corner, is a display of mannequins wearing authentic costumes worn by Mr. and Mrs. Rogers and cowboy memorabilia from an era when Roy Rogers was as big a star as Hollywood could create. Looking at the costumes, one is struck by how small a man Roy Rogers was and how petite a woman was Dale Evans. Watching them ride the range on TV, they looked larger than life. They fought evil on every episode, and there was always time for a song around a campfire with the boys, a helpful hand for neighbors and friends. In the end, bad guys got what they deserved and good prevailed. Their costumes seem flamboyant, even now, but cowboys have a style all their own. Happy Trails is more than a song and more than a resort. It's a philosophy. It's a wish for good luck, a wish for the best for all, a hope that at the last roundup we really all will meet again under the best of circumstances, under a broad starry sky with a roaring campfire to gird us against the cold, some hot coffee and tasty jerky for a meal, and a good blanket to throw over us as we nestle our head against a saddle. At one time, Hollywood gave us real heroes, real role models. Now life has become more gray, more conflicted, more questioning, more rebellious, more edgy. Looking at Roy and Dale, I resolved to dig out a few old colorized westerns. I resolved to eat buttered popcorn and think about the fall of Rome.